Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jessie King. Well, Coco Gauff is still in, and Naomi Osaka is out, following day one at Wimbledon. The 15-year-old Gauff showed power in a 6-4, 6-4 stunner against 7-time Grand Slam champion Venus Williams. Meanwhile, the second-seeded Osaka continued her recent downward spiral by dropping her first-round match to Yulia Putintseva, 7-6, 6-2. In NBA trade news, All-Star guard Klay Thompson has announced he is staying with the Warriors. He is expected to sign a 5-year max contract for $190 million. Meanwhile, the Knicks have agreed to a 2-year deal with guard Elfrid Payton after signing Wayne Ellington. And Kyrie Irving says his decision to join the Nets is about wanting to play at home. His representatives say the All-Star point guard has agreed to a 4-year maximum contract with the Nets after 2 seasons in Boston. In NHL news, the Rangers have inked Artemi Panarin to a 7-year, $81.5 million deal, taking the high-scoring forward away from the Blue Jackets. In MLB news, the league has been rocked by the sudden death of Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs at age 27. Skaggs was with the team in Texas when he was found unresponsive in his hotel room. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say they are investigating, but no foul play is suspected at this time. The Angels-Rangers game in Texas yesterday was postponed in light of Skaggs' death. Today, the U.S. takes on England in the Women's World Cup at 3 p.m. I'm Jessie King.